Begin transmission.
It's 6:44 a.m. 6:44 a.m. Hello, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee because it's also 19:30 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And it's always up to me to set the agenda. What are we going to do today, or actually tonight? It's dark. And come on, it's 19:30 UTC. Of course it's dark. Anyway, since I'm thinking it's dark, I kind of want to go out and see if there's any rabbits running around outside. We got to go see if conditions have changed to be able to play Nocturnal Bun Patrol. So we got to go out and do a little test, walk around the block and see if we can find any buns. Because usually by this time of the year we should be playing Nocturnal Bun Patrol, but there hasn't been very many buns out at night. I've been seeing tons of buns during the day, but our nocturnal buns have yet to make an appearance. They're vampire bunnies, apparently. Maybe they all got scared away by rabbit werewolves. We're rabbits. Who knows? But either way, maybe we need to head outside. So, let's head outside. We'll just pick up all the equipment here. Walk out of the studio. Closing the door behind me so that my cat doesn't walk in there and chew on all my expensive cables. And look what's on TV. Doctor Who. This is the third instance of Doctor Who that I've watched today. I saw the two movies, the two Peter Cushing movies earlier today, and now there's a Tom Baker episode on. The irony is, this Tom Baker episode was on not too long ago, like a couple months ago. So it's already fresh in my mind, and I just realized I forgot to grab my flashlight, so we gotta go back into the other room. Do-do-do-do-do. Grab the bun spot and flashlight, and we're good to go. So, we walk by, we say hello to the doctor, and Harry and Sarah walk into the garage, open the garage door, put my glasses on, because I forgot I wasn't wearing them. Open my car, grab my garage door so we can get back into the garage, close the car door. Now we can walk out the garage door and close it behind us. And we're ready to rock. Sort of. I am failing to put the garage door opener in my pocket. Okay, now. Which way to go? Which way are we going to go? Let's go uphill, and then we'll take the B route. What is that? Is that? No. Oh, darn, I thought I saw one right off the bat there, but no. So I gotta cross the street here if we're gonna take the B route. Walking along, singing our song. Hoorah. Well, it's very still. It's dark because nighttime. And there's not much going on. It's not super duper hot. It's in the high 70s. On the Fahrenheit scale. And I'm looking around.
I'm looking up these side streets, looking into people's lawns, looking for buns. Oh, and even though we're not technically playing Nocturnal Bun Patrol, I should probably explain Nocturnal Bun Patrol to anyone who hasn't run into this yet. There comes a car. Nocturnal Bun Patrol is a fun game that we play here on the Dubious Goals Committee. When we walk around in the middle of the night and we look for rabbits, and the rules state that we must find three rabbits before returning home. And is that a bug on my face? Ugh, blah. Get off me. What was I talking about? Why am I already worn out? Oh, well, it's because I've already done a lot of walking today. I did go to Heron Haven and also went out to the softball complex at Tranquility Park to try to get pictures of the heron tree, but that didn't pan out. Nothing panned out today. Then earlier this evening, I was bored, took some of my dubious electronics to the shopping mall, a different shopping mall than the one I normally go to, and oh boy, did I have great success. Potentially even better success than I normally have at the other mall. So that was fun. Fun and sketchy. Wait, what's that over there? Is that a bun? No. It's apparently a decorative rock in somebody's yard. It's lovely. It's lovely, but it is not a bun. There's a strange noise up here. It's like somebody's got an air compressor running. Oh, I know what it is. It's that guy's truck. There's a guy that lives on the corner up here who drives a semi, and he's got the truck in his driveway, and apparently it's running for whatever reason it needs to be running. Okay, well, turn the corner here and walk down this street. I can hear a lot of traffic on the interstate. Are we going to hear some motorcycles go flying by at 150 plus miles an hour? It's possible. I am looking everywhere there is to look for buns. Huh. Why? And I thought this would be the best street to find buns on tonight. I'm either stupid or there's just no buns out, because I'm not seeing any buns anywhere. How long have we been doing this? Oh, almost 8 minutes. You'd have thunk we'd have run into a bun by now. I'm not seeing any. Huh. Everybody's got their decorative lights on. So that's lovely. All their little sidewalk lights and all their color changing LED highlight lights. There's a couple fireflies flying around. The moon is pretty full. I don't think it's completely full, but the way we can check is type foon at the prompt. P-H-O-O-N. It's a portmanteau of phase of the moon. So if you're on SDF, type foon. Let me know if we're having a full moon. I don't think we are. Not quite full. It is waxing full. It's really close, though. Where's my buns? Usually up here under this tree we can find some buns. Nope. I'm scanning the tree with my flashlight. And there's no buns. There's no bun buns. Where's my bunnies? Why is it that we're not having any buns at night? This is really unusual. By this time, we should have boatloads of them. We got buns during the day. Where's my nighttime buns? Huh. It just keeps getting weirder and weirder as I trip over a stick. Wait. No. Thought I had one there for a minute. I turned my flashlight on, and a firefly flashed me back. That was cool. Why are there no buns? Where's all the buns? I don't know. Where are the bunnies? Bunny rabbits, I'm looking for you. Bunny rabbits, I wonder what you do at nighttime when everybody's sleeping. You should be out taking a look and peeping at me as I walk along the sidewalk. As I walk along, I like to talk into my magic radio machine. It's so keen, but I'm still not finding any buns. No buns for Tobe. Where's the damn buns? I mean, seriously. Well. Huh. We're approaching the chandelier house. I can't see the chandelier, but I know it's up there in the tree. And if this is the first time you've heard Nocturnal Bun Patrol, when we go this way, we go by this house. And this house, they have a chandelier hanging in their tree. You know, like some kind of cheap, cheesy, you know, dining room type of lighting fixture. Oh yeah, there it is. I can see it. And the cool thing about this chandelier is they have replaced all the light bulbs in it with those, you know, patio lights, the solar charging LED patio lights. And so this thing soaks up sun all day, and there it is. I'm not 3 meters away. Only I smell something. Is it? Am I smelling the car that just drove by? I smell something illegal, I think. Something that is illegal and is burned. But anyway, Yeah, that chandelier. It sits in the tree. It charges all day. And then we have nighttime chandelier in the tree. I've walked past the street we normally turn on, and I'm going to come up here to this street. What street is this? Pratt. And I'm sort of extending our walk today so that maybe we can find some buns. I'm not seeing any buns. But Pratt Street here is very dark. So maybe there'll be some buns hiding around. I'm scanning with my flashlight, looking for the reflecting eyes of bunnies or any other dudes. Oh, and this streetlight just decided to come on as I'm walking under it. That's a reversal of the normal behavior, which is for it to turn off as I walk underneath it. Wow, this house has a lot of decorative solar LED lighting novelties in their yard. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh, and that streetlight just went out again. Okay. Anyway, did I ever explain all the rules to Nocturnal Bun Patrol? If I forgot to mention it, we have to find 3 buns before we can go home. And I have to say, it's probably a good idea that we're not actually playing right now, because we got no buns. And we're 15 minutes into this. Where's my bunnies? Sometimes we do run into other animals while out looking for buns. And the other animals we often find are snoodlers, also known as raccoons, possums, also known as big fat mousies, and cats, also known as cats. And I haven't seen anything. No cats, no snoods, no BFMs, no buns. This is just weird. Where's all the buns? You can't tell me that it's too hot for buns out here. Because that can't be too hot for buns. I mean, it's not too hot for me. And even though I'm not covered in fur, I'm still a good judge of bun temperatures. So where's the buns? Where's my bunny bun bun buns? That's not a bun. That's a plastic bag. Okay. Well, and I'm starting to remember, isn't there something weird in this yard up here? Wasn't there a little statue of a skunk or something in the corner of this fence? It's not here now. Maybe that's a different yard. Is that a block up? I don't know. Where's all the buns? There's no buns around here. There's no buns under this tree. Now we're back to my street. And we're like 2 short blocks away from my house. So I'm gonna cross the street to get onto the side of the street. Oh, and here comes a car. Probably a drunk coming home from the bars. I hope I don't get killed. And I didn't. I lived. And now we're in front of the house where we... Oh wait, that wasn't actually during the show. That was one day when I was walking around. This is where I saw ducks. There was a mommy duck and baby ducks. I couldn't figure out where those ducks came from. They must have come from the creek, which is still, you know, a couple hundred meters away. And those buns, or those ducks, they ran right back there and they were hiding. And I'm still not seeing any buns. What is up with this peculiar bun-free zone that we've been walking through? I don't know. I just don't know. And you know what? Should we go down there? Or should we just go directly home? Yeah, we might as well head down here. My house is not even a block away, a short block. So we're going to turn right in front of the pink house with red trim. And we're going to walk over to the street that borders the golf course and the ravine. And we're just going to walk for a block over there. See if we can see any buns or any other dudes who might be having fun playing by the creek. Here's something in a yard. What is that? Oh, it's not a bun. Oh, it's a lawn sprinkler. Click, 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 click. Flashlight on and off. Click, 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 click. Where's my buns? There's some crickets out tonight. Cricketing. Doing their funky cricket noises. And this house here on the corner has sold. And guess what? Guess what real estate agency sold this house? Unless you live in Omaha, Nebraska, you will never guess. But it is, in fact, Berkshire Hathaway. Berkshire Hathaway real estate. Give me a break. Oh, I've got all kinds of mixed thoughts on Berkshire Hathaway. Not just the real estate company, but the parent company. Berkshire Hathaway. Now, I don't know with any certitude, or I mean certainty, but Berkshire Hathaway might have the highest stock price in the entire stock market. You might want to look that up. Here's that funny smoker that looks like a still. We've walked by this recently, but from the other direction. And I'm scanning, tripping over a stick. We're behind the grade school. There's a big, huge lawn out here. I'm scanning it with my flashlight. I'm seeing no buns. Huh. That's unusual. In that much grassy area, you'd think you'd be able to find some buns having their midnight snack, but no. Wait, what was that? I heard a sound. Is it something moving around over here? Nope. And here's the pizza guy. It's Topper's. One of those cheap, horrible pizza places that delivers really late at night. So when you come home from the bar, you can still order a pizza and you'll be drunk enough to think it tastes good, even though it's one of the most horrible things you could ever possibly consume. Alright, so as the street curves around here a little bit, we come to the entrance to the golf course, and there's a sprinkler on. And this is a very, very powerful sprinkler. Or is this a broken sprinkler head? Because it seems to just be shooting water on top of the... Well, I would say clubhouse, but it's not a clubhouse. It's not a caddy shack. What do you call this building? All it is the building where you pay your money and then, you know, rent golf clubs if you need to rent golf clubs. But this is really weird because that sprinkler is just watering the building. And I don't see any buns over there. I'm scanning, I'm looking everywhere. But now we come to, what's the name of this street? I should have known, Spalding. And this is where we turn to go back to my house when we take the A route. So I'm just gonna turn up here. And I'm hearing birds, but I'm seeing no buns. Why are there no buns? Where's my bun buns? I'm looking. Wait, nope. Damn it, I thought I had one there for a minute. Where could our buns be? Why are there no nighttime buns? Well, all I want is to see a rabbit. Is that really too much to ask? Well, apparently the bun god thinks so. I just realized something. Earlier, we walked by a fire hydrant with a green cap. And we're about to walk by another fire hydrant, and this one is not a green cap. This one, I can't tell, it's right under a sodium vapor light. Is it orange? Is it red? It's red. That's weird. And if you don't understand why that's weird, the thing you need to know about fire hydrants is that the color of the top of them, the cap, the color denotes the size of the water main it is attached to. And around here, the reds are the big ones. 10 or 12 inch water mains. The green ones are the smallest ones. 6 inch. And the orange, there's that smell again. No, that's a different smell. No? Yeah, we're just about to walk by the cigar guy's house. I don't think they're smoking cigars. No, they're smoking blunts. So blunty. Got the garage door open, sitting there in their chairs. Smoking blunts in the middle of the night. Hey, the garage door light at Jim's house just went off. They must be going to bed. Well, I still haven't found any buns. And I'm about to round the corner, which will lead right back to my house. Didn't time it perfectly because I'm running out of time. You have been listening to the Dubious Nocturnal Bun Patrol Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. It's time for me to go inside, watch some Doctor Who. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイズ DJ クーマタ、ウェルカムトゥーマイオノンラジオ。